Oh, I was just going to say, this must have been like a regular practice day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just the same thing.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about, Monday, what your reaction was, Grant, and why maybe you were available on waivers to come here.
Yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking. I've never been placed on waivers before, and then just having to wait it out for 48 hours. And anyone who knows me knows I'm not a very patient person. So it was a tough 48 hours, and then we had practice Monday morning. I was on the ice, got called off, and kind of brought in the back door of the coach's office, and he told me that Winnipeg picked me up. So my immediate reaction was awesome, and I was really happy, and I'm excited to be here.
Is it too soon to come into a game like tonight? Do you have to, relearn some systems and that sort of thing, or what do you know about that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, it's a whole adjustment process. Claude just told me to come in, get to know the guys, get comfortable in your surroundings and kind of ease your way in. It's the same group of guys that's been together all season, and, they're doing really well in the middle of a playoff push. So I just want to come in and try and help out if I can.
And what can you bring to the table to help out that way?
I hope I can help the transition game, move the puck a little bit, be reliable defensively, and just try and do my job out there.
Grant, after making an impression last year, where did you think things went wrong this year?
I think it was a tough season in general for the whole team, and I think that really affected individual players all around. I think if you look up and down our whole roster in Columbus, we guys underachieved, and it was a tough, disappointing season. So I think, it was just tough on all of us. So the changes that were made, coaching changes and everything, it was a difficult season. Yeah, it's difficult. There's been a lot of changes there in terms of players as well. The last couple of weeks, guys have been in and out, and I think Rick handled the situation very well. He's a true professional, and he was great for all of us while he was there. He really didn't let it distract him, and really kept it all outside the dressing room, which was awesome for the team, and I think he did a really good job with that.
Did it feel at times like a hopeless situation?
It was difficult. I think it gets to a point where you got to kind of just bear down and play your game, and you're playing for yourself, you're playing for your teammates, and regardless of the standings and the results, you just gotta do your job.
What's the mood been like in their locker room?
It's been good. The guys, it's obviously been a tough season, and on the ice we weren't getting the results we wanted, but I think off the ice, guys were trying to stay positive, and we were trying different things, changing things up, and trying to help get a little success in there. It's been awesome. I opened a Twitter account like 2 days ago, and ever since I got picked up on waivers, it's blown up, and I'm not really into it that much, so that's been crazy. And then ever since just walking around people, at the hotel, and the guys here have been awesome, really making me feel part of the team.
Where do you see yourself fitting in here?
It's hard to tell. I just got here, and I just hope I can help in the playoff push. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Any players on the team?
Not really, no. I played against Glass for a long time in college and in pro, and I skated with Bogo a little bit this summer. He's from the Messina area, which isn't too far from Ottawa, but no, I don't know too many of the guys.
As a guy coming to Winnipeg for the first time, what's the outside perception of this city and this team before you get here?
It's cold. I've heard, a lot of the initial texts were pack a winter coat and make sure you got your glove and toque. But I'm really excited. I think everyone talks about how crazy the fans are, how awesome the fans are, how hockey crazy the city is. And I was fortunate enough to play in that exhibition game here at the beginning of the season, and I got to witness it firsthand. So I'm excited to see what it's like in a regular season game.
If I'm not mistaken, you played here in the American
League. I have, yeah. Yeah, I played
so
against Manitoba.
You're not familiar with Winnipeg.
No, I've been here quite a few times. So. That's a good question. I don't know. I wouldn't say I have one guy I look up to. I try and play a well-rounded game. I want to help chip in offensively when I can, but also be reliable defensively. So I just try and make sure I'm solid at both ends of the ice.
As a stocky guy, how much of an edge is there to your game?
I try to play physical when I can. I want to make sure I'm winning my battles in the corners and out-muscling guys when I can. I think, for me, always being kind of a smaller player, it was always put an emphasis on being strong and working hard. Yeah, I was. I think I really like Scott. I thought he gave me a fantastic opportunity last season to come in and try and establish myself as an NHL defenseman, and he was really good for me. So I have nothing bad to say about Scott at all.